Section B. Activity 1C. Listen. What did Sally and Jim do last weekend? Complete the chart.
Hey, Sally. I didn't see you last weekend.
Yeah, I stayed at home on Saturday. I was quite busy.
Why?
I had a lot of things to do.
Like what?
Well, I did my homework and studied for a test.
You did? Not much fun, huh?
Well, it wasn't too bad. On Sunday, I went to the library. How about you? Did you go out?
Well, I sang and played the guitar on Saturday morning. On Sunday afternoon, I flew a kite in the park. And on Sunday night, I had dinner with my friends.
Wow, you had a relaxing time.
Yeah, I had fun. But I didn't do my homework, so school this morning wasn't fun.
Section B. Activity 2B. Read about Lisa's weekend and answer the questions.
A weekend to remember. My sister finished high school 2 weeks ago. As a special gift, our parents took us to India. Last weekend was interesting but scary. We went camping in a small village in India. First, we took a long bus ride to a lake in the countryside. There, we put up our tents and made a fire to keep us warm and cook food on. On the first night, we just sat under the moon and told each other stories. But I was so tired that I went to sleep early. The next morning, my sister and I got a terrible surprise. When we looked out of our tent, we saw a big snake sleeping near the fire. I was so scared that I couldn't move. We shouted to our parents to let them know about the danger. My dad started to jump up and down in their tent. This woke the snake up, and it moved into the forest near the lake. My dad told me later that snakes don't have ears but can feel things moving. He also told me it was important not to go near a snake. This was a very useful lesson for me.